Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where you will learn the 12 steps to starting the new year with your best marketing potential. Brought to you by Top Advisor Marketing, a done-for-you podcasting solution built for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of the 12 Days of Marketing, Matt Holleran and Kirk Lowe.
Welcome to day 6 of the 12 Days of Marketing. I'm Kirk Lowe, founder of Top Advisor Marketing and the Brand Guy. So we're going to talk about drafting a white paper today. But I want to step back for a second and talk about the relevance or the importance, if you will, of content in the first place. I've talked at length over some of the first days of the 12 Days of Marketing about the importance that content plays in establishing expertise, proving to your niche audience that you understand what they need and want, and that you can deliver results, new ideas, things like that. So this is where the different and better comes in, but you need to prove it. Content is one of the greatest ways to prove your brand. So when we talk about attract, intrigue, engage, influence, three of those, so intrigue, engage, and influence are impacted significantly, actually all four of them are significantly impacted by content. To attract them to you, you have to have something for them to, a reason for them to come. When they get there, it better be interesting, different, and better. It better be good enough that you can get them to engage, so start reading, right, or watching or listening. And then it better be good enough that they want to keep coming back and they want to keep listening to you, which is influence. Content is absolutely critical to building trust and slowly but surely moving people along the sales cycle, if you will, or the trust cycle, so they want to become clients and or advocates for you. So let me talk to you about the value of a white paper. I think when I say the word white paper, people quickly go back, especially more technical people and people who are well-read and educated, will go back and think, or will immediately think, that we're talking about a research-laden report. So I'm going to change the name in here for you guys to a light paper. What I mean by that is a light paper, in my mind, is a marketing-driven paper. It's where you share concepts and ideas. They're founded and they're supported by ideas, stories, case studies, things like that, if you can, or when you have an opportunity. But more or less, it's an easier way for you to express a concept or an idea, to delve into a challenge or an obstacle that somebody has in their financial life, and give them opportunities to find how you might help them get out of that or overcome it. So a light paper, in my opinion, is different than a white paper. So don't be overwhelmed by the concept of a white paper. I've seen plenty that are incredibly professional. It doesn't mean you can't attempt to do something like that, but we're talking more about a light paper, one that talks about some simple concepts. Now, it could even be complex, but the idea is to get through the ideas, the challenges, the solutions, and the conclusions relatively quickly. So what I mean by that is that the length of a light paper should be between 1,500 and 3,000 words. It's much shorter, much shorter than a book, clearly, or what might constitute a real white paper. Most people are going to skim one of these, and so you're going to want to make sure that the formatting is really, really well done. You want to make sure the topic that you're going to share in a white paper really reflects the brand and your audience. So what are some of the things that are really important to your audience? What are things that are top of mind that they're stressed about, concerned about? Those are the things that you want to write about. So let's jump into the basics. I want to talk about four different areas of the basics here. First is the length of a white paper. White papers can vary between 1,500 and 3,000 words. It's just a ballpark, obviously, but it's a little longer than an article. A published article might be somewhere between 800 and 1500 words. So that's typically like the bigger magazines or the big online media websites. They like between 800 and 1500 typically. And blog posts typically range between 400 and 1200. So you're looking at something larger than an article, and clearly a blog post somewhere between 1500 and 3000 words. The narrative viewpoint on how to write. If you're an independent financial advisor, you're going to want to use first person. If you're a multi-advisor office and you don't want to attribute this to one particular person or to feel like it's from one person, you'll want to use third person. The topic. The topic of your paper, and by the way, the title, we'll get into this later, is the last thing you write, but the topic should really reflect the brand. It should reflect something specific to the brand that you're trying to help somebody solve. It needs to be highly relevant, needs to be a big concern of your audience, and or bring something they should be concerned about to their attention. As much as possible, your white paper should be evergreen. So resist the urge to use date-stamped language or to reflect on, you know, things will change in a certain year, or reflect on any kind of date-specific stuff. Seasonal is okay. Although if it's not necessary, don't do it. But try to make it as evergreen as possible. And the next thing is tone. And this is a really important one. You always want to be positive. You may start writing the story from a more negative perspective because maybe you're upset about something. You want to change something. You don't like how people reflect on something, whether it's industry or advisors or clients. But you definitely need to spin everything into a positive. People don't want to read negative from this industry. So if you can be positive about how to resolve something, that's a really great start. Now we're going to start talking about the anatomy of a white paper. There are really three sections to the anatomy. The first is the introduction to the problems, stuff like that. The second is solution. And the third is presenting conclusions. So in the introduction, you want to state stuff like, what is the problem? Why is there a concern? How the reader can recognize these issues or concerns or challenges? Who the issue affects most? And what solutions exist? The second section about solutions is where you start to be the main content. So the solutions should come by sections. You may want to create a list of ways that they can overcome these obstacles or challenges. And the solution should apply to your target audience. So don't start talking about stuff that they may not have access to. And most importantly, when you present solutions, don't present them in financial jargon. Try to use words, phrases, ideas, concepts in a way that makes it very easy and clear for a reader to absorb what you're talking about and move quickly onto the next section. You do not want people to have to sit and try to figure things out. Having said that, you know, there are some complex financial solutions out there, so you'll need to find a way to be simple. And if you can achieve that, that's a huge win for you in communicating that you're capable of that, doing that with clients, because lots of clients are looking for clarity. The next section is conclusion. In the conclusion section, you should restate the problem and its importance, simplify, summarize, and restate the steps to implement the solutions, paint a picture of what success looks like, and offer your support to helping them move forward to make it easy for them. So that would be a call to action where you get involved. There can be other types of call to actions too, like maybe you have another paper, maybe you have a video, maybe you have a course, maybe you have an assessment. Behavioral finance stuff can fit in really nice here. There's other types of assessments that either that are available in the marketplace for you to use as a financial advisor working with clients. The next section, once you understand the anatomy, the final part of the anatomy, so the first three sections are introduction, solutions, and conclusion. The fourth section is really the first part, which is the title. But I highly recommend not writing the title until your paper is done. So there's a couple of pointers to finding the right title. It needs to be compelling and get to the point, get people to click on. And people like lists. So if you can make something a list, so the top 10, 5 ways, 4 secrets, things like that, 10 mistakes, things like that really get people's attention. And they know that if you've said top 10 in your title, that means you have formatted your article or your paper in a way that they can actually read through it quickly. when you don't do that, they don't know whether or not they're going to have to spend more time to go through your article. So you do give them that confidence that if they do click on your paper, they're going to be able to quickly skim it. And people like that, having that opportunity. So after you've got the anatomy done, there's something else that needs to happen with your paper that's really critical. And that is taking time to package your paper. You need to have a cover page with a really clear title, and that title should be quite a large font size. So when it's taken down to a thumbnail on your website, it's easy to see. You have to have good formatting or hierarchy of ideas. If every point that you make inside of your paper looks like it's of the same importance, it becomes difficult for people to skim through it. So make sure you have good hierarchy and formatting. Imagery is really important, but imagery doesn't need to tell an incredible story. Sometimes it just needs to be simple. It just needs to be inviting, fill up some white space, and then carry on. There's nothing wrong with having white space in a paper. In fact, it's better to have less content on a page than more too much. But you definitely want to make sure that you have some nice complementary but background type imagery in your paper. And that just makes it visually appealing as you're working through it. You're going to want to, when you can, have charts and graphs. They have their place, but you want to make sure they're as simple as possible. If you have a complex graph, it's likely it needs a lot of explanation to make a point. And in a white paper or light paper, you don't have that luxury. You shouldn't be explaining something to that extent. So try to take any graph or chart you can and simplify it to a place where it becomes ultra clear and simple and compelling. So think about how to do that. So charts that are have an X and a Y axis, maybe with a simple story, and those are the best things to put up there. The next step is design. So with design, you're going to want to have a couple of colors, not too many, so maybe 2 to 3 colors at most. You're going to want to have some clear fonts that are easy to read, and you're going to want to have white space. So if you push too much content into a small area, people do not like reading. People do not like reading something that is too much content, appears to have too much content. So make sure you space out. It's better to have more pages with stuff spread out than it is to cut the pages. Because most people will be reading this digitally, you do not have to worry about having an odd amount of pages or an even amount of pages. You don't have to worry about having 3 extra pages because you wanted to create more white space. It does not matter. Most people will read this as digital and you'll be fine. If they decide to print it, they'll be printing it page by page. It does not matter if there's an even amount of pages. In conclusion, a white paper is a really important part of your content marketing strategy. Keep it to 1,500 to 3,000 words. Solve problems for people. Speak to them. Break up the content into sections, format it, pick a title that's appropriate, and wrap it all up with a nice design. I think white paper is going to work great for you. Good luck. See you on the other side.